We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, of course, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Wildin' Out. So we have a cast member up here each and every morning. This morning, we have Emmanuel and Philip Hudson. They're joining us. And we're talking about something that Keri Hilson posted yesterday. Now, she said a man will brag about not being in the streets, but be on social media, habitually tossing out and returning subliminal bait. So I guess that's likes and leaving comments and doing things to stroke a man's ego. So we're asking 800-585-1051. When a man or woman goes on somebody's Instagram and they like pictures and leave comments, is that a form of cheating? Is that a form of disrespect to your spouse?
I wish Keri would have just added whoever she was talking about and didn't generalize all men, because black men don't cheat.
Okay, it's the metaverse. It's not real.
That's you.
It's the metaverse.
Manuel,
she just complaining. She probably just complaining about stuff. Women complain about stuff that they do like on the low that men do
on the high.
On the high. So it's like she probably doing it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But because he being upfront with it and saying it, she probably thinking it when she on Instagram. But she mad that he actually, you know, leaving the comments. And it depends on the comments. Like, what kind of comments is he leaving?
All right, well,
that's
let me
right. Add. That's right. And that's why I said she probably generalizing all men based off something that one person did to her. And like E-Man just said, you know, it depends what kind of comments he's leaving. It depends what kind of pics he's liking. If he's liking sexy pics of a woman, that's wrong. But what if he just liking pics of something a woman cooked? What if he's just liking pics of a woman because, you know, she did some good commentary? Like, what if you can't like a video from like a Amanda Seals or Angela Rye or somebody?
Let me ask you a question, man. You know, Philip, right? Now let's say your spouse, right? Whatever your spouse is, sees a picture of me with my shirt off and puts a like and puts fire emoji and goes,
that'll
sexy.
Never happen.
But how would y'all feel?
That'll never happen.
I feel like she's just trying to boost you. Like, it's charity. I feel like she just
ain't no reason to leave five fire emojis because Envy got his shirt. Right. He talked like he Jonathan Majors or somebody.
I'm lying. Now that when you put it that way, fellas, we gotta ask ourselves, fellas, how would you feel, fellas?
Exactly.
If your girl did something like that,
exactly.
Oh no! By the way, I agree with Carrie Hilson. I just don't agree with her generalizing all men.
Right. Well, yeah,
because
of course.
It's simple. Anything that's going to embarrass your significant other, anything that's going to disrespect your significant other, anything you can't tell your significant other you did, then you know you shouldn't do it. It's really that simple for me.
I think it's crazy.
But yeah, I'm a faithful black man. I'm a man that literally takes it very serious because, you know, I have publicly embarrassed, you know, my wife in the past.
Burn your stick.
No, he's speaking right. Facts.
I have publicly as well. Embarrassed.
So, like,
my wife
I take it serious. I'm not liking no pictures. I'm not. No, that's a form of cheating for me.
That's right. And I got four
Why
daughters.
Why you got your mouth open like that? Pause.
Because I'm saying you.
I got four daughters. My oldest is 15. So I'm getting judged by a lot of different people.
If I ever
embarrass my wife like that in any way, shape, or form, I don't.
Wait,
play
so
that.
Y'all don't like no pictures of?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't like pictures, period. I've never
done that. So let me get this straight. All women are now unattractive to y'all now that y'all are in a relationship.
I'm not saying that,
but... That's crazy what you're saying, E-Man.
I know, right?
I'm asking. That's a question.
But if a woman is in a bikini or a woman is sexy, I'm not going to like that picture or leave a comment.
You're going to like it mentally. You're going to like it mentally. The disrespect is not what women feel. The disrespect is not liking the picture like, oh, they see it. They just don't want to see it.
No, that's not
you're
true.
You're like
no, that's not true. Because you and your wife, like my wife can talk about another man being attractive. I can talk about another woman being attractive. That's
you just can't like the picture of another woman that's attractive.
I would never embarrass my
wife.
How was that embarrassing?
I like a picture of a woman in a bikini? That's disrespectful, bro.
Yeah, people can see that.
Oh my God,
bro. But if you like a pic in the middle of the forest and nobody's around to see it, is it a like?
Yes, it's a like. So, Manuel, let's say your girl or man, I don't assume.
Don't do that. It's strictly that girls.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Jump that nigga, yo.
That's crazy, Evie.
What you mean? You can look at me and tell me we don't jump for 5 seconds.
I can't assume.
I'm going to help him after 5 seconds.
See, that's crazy. That's crazy,
that was disrespectful.
That's crazy,
Evie.
That's crazy.
That was whack, yo.
You know that's going to go viral, Evie.
Let's go to the phone line.
Go to no phone line.
Jazz, good morning, Jazz.
Good morning, y'all.
What's up, Jazz? I love you. I love women.
And you better, because I love all y'all. But hey, nay man or man, liking no better picture, I'm punching you in the face. Because next, if you liking the picture, you in the DL.
That's not true.
Yes, that's true. What you liking that picture for?
See, because they look good.
Okay, I look good.
Yeah.
So, like a picture if you want to. But I'm Farrah Fawcett and Burning Dead.
Damn. So you don't be liking other guys' pictures?
And no.
I'm a
troll. I'm like Solomon. I'm a troll. I'm going to troll your ass.
You're a troll. Man, that's cap. Thank you, Jazz. That's cap. Bro, y'all be up here capping.
I believe
it. No.
I believe it too. Jamie!
Yes, what's up, Charlamagne?
Peace, Jamie.
What you think, Jamie?
Honestly, I don't think it's cheating because he's not physically touching her.
I don't think you old seven. Enough to be you on seven. Social media. You got to be over 17
I'm
years
40.
Old.
She's 40.
Minutes.
40 with the Michelle Lay boy. Years old. 40 minutes.
So, Jamie, you don't mind
I
if your man
to be
or your
honest,
woman.
Did you know what, Charlamagne? I actually was a shot victim at 13 years old. I'm totally blind.
Oh, damn. Now, how you feeling
totally
now, man?
She said she was.
She was
I
shot.
Am totally blind.
And now she's legally blind.
So she can't get mad because she don't see her man liking nothing.
By the way, her getting shot and her being blind have nothing to do with her voice.
I can't even see her. How do you know? You don't know where she was shot.
Oh, that's she crazy. Was shot in her voice.
Why
clearly.
You hung up on it, though?
That was actually.
That is so disrespectful. Could you call back, sweetie? Let's have somebody call back for you so we can.
I can't believe that, man.
Have somebody call back for you.
You exactly wrong.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Carrie Hilson, a tweet she put up yesterday.
Why y'all think that is okay? You just liking the picture. No, why don't y'all like the picture?
If there's a woman in a bikini and I like that picture, man, that's disrespectful to my
800, it is. 800-585-1051. Carrie Hilson said a man will brag about not being in the streets anymore, but on social media, he's habitually tossing out and returning subliminal bait. That's, I guess doing likes and leaving comments and just having methods of having his ego stroke. Is that a form of cheating? That's what we're asking. Like I said, this conversation comes from Carrie Hilson. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it. I'm
Call me.
Get your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It is the 20th season of Wildin' Out. So each and every morning, we got a different cast member up here and cast members. And today, we have Emmanuel and Philip Hudson up here.
And even though BET did not promote the Breakfast Club at the BET Awards, we are helping them to promote the programming that they have out. That's what good partners do.
Correct.
BET.
So we're talking...
So follow our lead, BET, and be good partners, okay?
Jesus. We're talking about Keri Hilson. She put out something yesterday on Instagram and Twitter. She said, a man will brag about not being in the streets, but be on social media, habitually tossing out and returning subliminal bait for women he finds attractive. I guess likes and leaving comments. And is that a form of cheating? Now, you said, how do you know? What did you just say behind the scenes?
I said, how do you know that's what I'm liking the picture for?
She's in a bikini.
So a woman in a bikini, you like the beach in the background.
She got the tight dress on and she like this.
That's not a pause?
It's the scene.
That's not
a
pause right there? He just turned around and put his ass in your face. That's not a
pause? Man, see, y'all need to stop, because you assuming crap, and then he turned around putting the donkey in my face. Like, y'all need to chill out up here, man.
I was just giving you a description. No,
you don't do that.
Let me out of it.
She can do it. Nah, but I'm saying, how do you know that's what I'm liking the picture for?
If there's a woman in a bikini, so you're liking the beach in the background, not the woman in the bikini.
Why can't I like the woman in the bikini and just like her in the bikini? Maybe I'm trying to get that same bikini for my girl.
Do you remember that era of Instagram when, like, women would pose and then people would post up like, yo, I love those curtains you got in your
background. I love the beach.
Yo, you at the beach? That's fire. You know what I mean? Like, people would comment on everything except
being smart.
I just think she being insecure. You know how she just being insecure. You know how women just be saying every time a man feels some type of way, oh, he just being insecure. Ain't it the same thing, though?
They did that to Keke Palmer. Baby daddy the other day.
Yeah.
As if he shouldn't have felt the way. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know what?
I don't care if it was Usher Raymond or the Usher at the church. I don't want to see you, my beautiful baby mama, you know, looking like she all into another man.
Now that I think about it, I was in the relationship and this chick, she kept, my ex kept liking. I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad because when I saw, this is when Instagram had what you can see the activity with whoever you're following is doing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't mad that she was liking the picture, but it was the type of picture she kept liking.
See,
guy
it's the same.
Shirt was, off.
Yeah,
guy
it was
with
a guy
shirt
with
off.
Shirt white.
Working out.
Oh, that was just a sign. She was trying to give you a hint to start working out.
You spot on.
So wait, you just said it wasn't a problem, but now you said it's a problem.
It wasn't a problem, but if you're going to continuously do it, it's like, come on, now you're trying to, what are you trying to say?
Get in the gym.
If she like a guy picture, like, I don't care about that, but it was...
The type of pictures.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree with Keri Hilson. I just don't like her generalizing all men. I don't think you should do anything that's going to embarrass your significant other. Anything that you wouldn't do in front of your significant other. Anything you can't tell your significant other you did.
Just like
you
in
should
real
not
life.
Do.
Just like the person in real life.
Bro, women don't like when men do anything. So that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, we can't. Y'all got wives. So maybe it's different with having a wife and a girlfriend.
I think so.
That's very
but
true.
But I don't.
And plus, I'm 45 years old. I have definitely publicly embarrassed my wife. The way I used to act on this damn radio,
of course,
flirting with all these women that used to come up here.
You are forgiven.
Sniffing seats and stuff like that. Oh, I know I'm forgiven, but my point is, I do not want to publicly embarrass my wife ever again.
Or set that tone for your daughters. Or set that tone for my daughter.
15-year-old daughters judging me too.
Y'all are equating sniffing seats to liking a picture.
Depend what kind of picture it is. Once again, what if she like this, bro? Thong out. Cheeks.
Damn.
Look.
Damn. Look
at me, King.
This is my first time on this show, though. You got to understand, this is my first time here.
What that mean?
So you ain't why you doing all that?
Let's go to the phone. Now we got Jamie on the line. Jamie was the young lady that...
Yes.
Jamie, I'm sorry, Jamie.
I got disconnected by accident.
No, they didn't. They hung up on you, Jamie, and I think that was disrespectful. Now talk to us. We see you.
Shut up.
Okay. All right. What happened was I was actually a white female in the hood, and I got shot by a Ku Klux Klan member when I was 13, almost 14 years old, and I am totally blind from the shock.
What does that have to do with you liking pictures? Oh, you
man,
can't even
shut
see.
Up, man.
I can't even see him, Evie. What?
So she can't even see the likes. That's what she just said.
So you don't care, right?
No, I can't.
Well, your opinion don't count.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. Right.
You don't Jamie. Count.
Everybody talking this morning.
Jamie, hold on. Hold on.
You said you was white and you got shot by a Ku Klux Klan member?
Yes.
Yes.
You were black.
Yes.
You can't see that you were black.
I'm white, and actually I could see, and when I got shot, it took both of my eyes.
I am with a black man today. It did not stop me. It just made my love for black men stronger.
Cap. How do you know he's black?
Penis size.
My old man's got dreads all the way down his waist, darling.
What? Ask her.
Jamie, I respect you. I'm going to buy you lunch, Jamie. Give me your Cash App, Jamie. I don't know what...
All right, my Cash App is the 49ers group.
The 49ers group?
Yep.
The 49ers group?
Yep, the 49ers group.
49ers group. Go ahead, yep. E-Man. What are you trying to say, man?
Envy said you can... Envy?
Hmm?
Pause, man.
What?
How do you spell 49ers?
You good, Jamie.
49ERS. 49ERS, like the football team.
T-H-E-4-9-E-R-S?
Yep, T-H-E-4-9-E-R-S. Group.
Now, let me ask you a question, Jamie. This is going to sound a little crazy, but I'm just curious.
I don't see it.
You can read books through Braille and all that, right?
Yes, sir, I can.
I'm going to send you my book. Charlamagne going to send you his.
My books ain't in Braille? What are you talking about?
He also got burning sticks.
I got something called an Orcam that'll read it to
him. Yeah,
got to
read it to him.
Absolutely. Hold on, your man named Thomas Ross?
Yes, it is.
He really black with dreads. He look blind, too.
Yes, he is.
He's blind, too?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
I'm not messing with
man,
y'all.
Man, Jamie, put Jamie on hold. Jamie. This is a reality show. Man, Hollywood Jamie. Needs some unscripted content.
I see what you're saying, Jamie.
BET, y'all want a new show? Love is blind.
Love is blind. y'all want a new show? Let's go to one more caller. Dre, we got Dre on the line. Dre, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Yeah, now, Dre, do you think it's cheating, Dre?
I think it's a form of cheating to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
If your lady under somebody comments her eyes, I mean, that's doing a little bit too much.
That's right.
The guy's going to be honest over here. That's doing a little bit too much.
That's right.
Mean?
Okay. Brooklyn, good morning, Brooklyn.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your thoughts, Brooklyn?
Okay, one, I don't think it's that big of a deal because women do the same thing. Honestly,
exactly, man.
I just feel like, women be on there and comment and post that, oh, he's so fine, blah, 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 with their homegirls. But if they catch their man doing it, it's an issue. I don't see how that's an issue. Now, it's a certain extent, I can say that. Don't be on there, I got Googling over somebody's picture, oh, I want you. Or doing extra stuff that you would say to your girl / wife or whatever she is. Like, if you're liking pictures, okay, like the pictures, keep on moving. Don't be extra weird about it.
That's all I'm saying. And by the way, I don't know if it's cheating. Exactly. I just know that it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
That's all.
Oh,
it's just a form of disrespect. Like,
it depends on what you're doing for it to be disrespectful.
Exactly.
If you're just liking a picture and
exactly.
Keep on Men like celebrity pictures, so is there a difference to that?
But come on now.
I don't. It depends what kind of picture it is. Like, there is certain women that I see on social media, and I'm like, damn. But honestly, me and my wife usually be like, damn together.
Right. So can y'all like the picture together?
Yeah.
It depends what it is.
If me and my husband is out in public, and I see somebody walk past, I'm like, oh, she's pretty. And I look at my husband, he's like, yeah, okay. He won't imply too much, because I clap the hell out of his ass. But if her ass or something is big, and I'm like, okay, well, damn. And he might say something, but I don't expect to walk up, hey, my girl said, do you want to do, no, because now we got a problem. You about to get WWE SmackDown.
Me and my wife do stuff like that all the time. Me and my wife compliment beautiful women online all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, women might have on a fire outfit. Like, oh, this is fire. You know?
Yeah, you and your wife complimented me before. Outfit. Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
Why can't you be a fire bikini?
I mean, we do. But man, I'm not liking the picture. I'm not going to just like the picture. I just feel like that's just a form of disrespect. I don't think you should do anything that might embarrass your significant other.
Would you be upset if your wife liked a picture of a guy with his shirt off? Is that embarrassing?
Yes, and you were. When your ex-girlfriend did it,
I didn't feel no kind of way. She just kept doing it.
So you did feel a way.
No, I didn't feel.
You said when he was working out and he was doing the pull-ups and his back was all muscular and sexy, flexy, and she was liking that, you didn't like that.
I didn't say nothing. No, I just didn't like the continuation. Mm-hmm.
But what's the moral of the story?
I think it's more about forgiveness than it is about cheating. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you do see that, it's more so about, you know what, I ain't even sweating that. Because you know what we got, we good.
She keep doing
for
it.
Real.
Then you can sweat that.
Because forever is a long time, man. You ain't supposed to be sweating this little stuff for real, man. It's little stuff, man. Yeah, it's minuscule.
I agree with that to a certain extent. But just don't do anything that's going to publicly embarrass your significant other. Don't do anything that's going to disrespect your significant other.
Correct.
Don't do anything that you can't tell your significant other you did.
I'm with you.
But all that stuff.
If you got girls in your DMs and you can't tell your girl you DMing this girl, you don't need to be DMing that girl.
Why you look like
don't
that,
don't
man?
Don't side-eye me.
Huh? You got a confession? All right, I got no confession. You want to say something?
Just don't buy me a confession,
man. I ain't got no confession. I just say that stuff is subjective, bro.
subjective.
Man. That stuff is subjective,
well,
bro.
When we come
Phillip
back,
said he just want to be forgiven.
He just want to be forgiven.
He know he's going to have to have this conversation.
They don't bring
later.
Me no STD.
Jesus good. Christ. When we come back, we got to talk a rumor report. Akon, it seems like he's doing better when it comes to French Montana. We know he gave French Montana.
Is he doing better when it comes to his toupees? That's what we want.
Oh, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.